And we've been talking Cowboys football, did a segment a couple of segments ago about free agency. And joining us now in the ticket hotline to keep that discussion going is the Cowboys' second in command. We say good morning to Stephen Jones. Hi, Stephen.
Go Cowboys. I'm excited this morning. I tell you that right now. I'm watching y'all on TV right now. Y'all's up on the TV.
Hey, how about that? Yeah, huh?
Who's the trucker guy?
That's George.
Oh, I guess that's me, yeah.
You look like Charlotte's high school boyfriend who drove for Snyder Trucks.
Well, thanks, I guess.
Disapproved of him.
Well, can we talk free agency? Because you got a lot of stuff to do here this offseason, don't you?
We do, and it is. It's true. Did y'all hear the good news that we signed Javonte Williams?
Javonte
Williams. He's the next coming of Emmett. That's what we're saying.
Well, he had a good year last year.
I know, but he's gonna carry us to number 4 Lombardi for Joan family. For Joan family, that's right.
Yeah, you go.
You know, Spalding's never seen us win a Super Bowl.
No, I guess he hadn't. He's pretty young.
Daddy says we're going to try to win one for Spalding. That's the thing. We're going to win one for Spalding.
Okay. How about for Cowboys fans?
Even though I know the real reason Daddy wants to win another one, and that's to rub Uncle Jimmy's face into the football doo-doo.
You call him Uncle Jimmy?
Yeah, Uncle Jimmy. That's right. And Daddy loves rubbing people's face into football doo-doo. Win one for Spalding. So, yeah, the shirts are now on sale at the Cowboy Pro Shop.
Oh, boy. Okay. I don't think those are going to sell very well.
Nah, I won't be wearing one because, you know, he's my main competition for taking over the Cowboy.
Spalding.
Spalding is, yeah. He's trying to nudge me out of the way so I can't take over when Daddy, you know, goes to meet Jesus.
Well, seems like you're pretty naturally going to assume the throne.
But Spalding, he's got stupid ideas. He's got a stupid idea. He wants to take the Cowboys into silly directions.
Like what?
He wants to convert them all into NFTs and let fans vote using crypto on which play to run every down.
Oh, wow. Gosh.
Well, you may make some money on that, but
I have better ideas. I wanna hire a real GM and hire a 24-hour guard to keep Daddy in his coffin from climbing out of it to screw it up again. But we got Javonte. Well,
you got yes. What?
We got Javonte signed, yes. And that's good. Yeah. Now George Pickens, he's a little more difficult than he is, and we're working on him now.
Well, that'd be great if you could get him to a long-term deal.
I know, but he's got too many demands right now, and we just can't meet these demands.
Demands.
Well, so you're going to franchise tag him.
Well, that's what we're talking about. Yeah, we're talking about doing that. Because he's wanting a go-kart, he's wanting unlimited enchiladas, he's naming all kind of stuff.
Wow.
A go-kart?
Yeah. And you know, Daddy was balking at that. He only offered him a mini bike and free chips and salsa, but we're just going to slap that franchise tag on him. So we got to get that Pickens done. We got to get it done because we got a hell of a trio right now.
A trio?
Yeah, that's when you have three people that work together.
Oh, a trio. Okay, yeah.
And we got a trio. We got Dak and CD and Pickens and Dak and CD.
Quite a trio.
And we're going to get them signed. So that's going to give the Cowboy fans a lot of hope. We're going to do good. We're going to do good this year. We're going to be positive. We're being positive, and we are.
Well, that's good to hear.
Hey, did y'all hear the good news?
What's that?
Daddy made me a little sister in an airport bathroom 28 years ago.
That's not really news.
He said instead of firing off into the seat paper dispenser like he should have, he dumped his joy garbage into her front trash place, and I got a little sister now.
Steven!
I like it because I got a little sister to spy on.
Spy on?
We share a Jack and Jill bath, Mr. Truckerman. That's what we do.
He lives with you?
I'm not a trucker man, and you don't.
Yep, uh-huh. And so I try to sneak in there when she's coming out of the bathtub so I can see them mosquito bites she got. She's real pretty.
You shouldn't be doing that.
She's real pretty, and I know where she keeps her dirty clothes, so I can have a lot of fun.
Steven.
Arkansas, represent. That's the way we do it. Woo! That's what we do. Get that hamper, boy. We got some sniffing to do. That's what I say myself.
Steven.
Steven, stop
it. Hey, I'm a hog. I got to be sniffing for a little truffle oil.
Gosh.
Hey, did you hear my little brother Jerry Jr. graduated?
From what?
He's going to get to go to middle school 3 years ahead of schedule.
Isn't he 60?
He is. And Mom and Daddy, they're so proud of him. They promised him a Chuck E. Cheese party and a new G-Wagon. He likes to spy on Sissy, too.
Stop that. Line of humor.
What's the matter, Chucker Man? You don't like that kind of talk?
No, it's just weird.
Well, you shut up, Trucker Man. I'll come down there and I'll beat your big old bottom.
Okay. Bring it on.
We don't have to go there.
How about I come down there and teach you a little lesson about cowboy respect, huh?
Okay, fine.
Well, you're all wound up, Steven.
I am a little wound up. It's called the cocaine. That's what I'm on, the cocaine. That's the way we roll on the Bravo Eugenia.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
All right, now, Daddy loves two things, hornswoggling people over oil deals and making illegitimate sisters for me.
Okay, we'll see
you. He's got past time
now. Well, good luck in free agency.
All right, thank you very much, and I'll continue watching you on the Victory Plus.
Yes, thank you, Steve, for the support. We appreciate that. Okay.